This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 72. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week. So I open this week's show with a song performed by Gianni Morandi, a song called Go Kart Twist from 1962. And that was on a soundtrack to a movie called 18 in the Sun. That's the English title. And I played that because it was composed by Ennio Morricone, who sadly passed away recently at the age of 91. Morricone was most famous for his soundtracks to Western movies, but I thought I would play that one there, well, because I had that one on 45, and it's a pretty great song. Yeah, he'll be sadly missed, but fortunately we have a ton of his music that will last much beyond his years. Rest in peace, Ennio. All right, let's change gears a little bit to a bit of a happier song. Here's a song by The Vogues.
Oh,
61, that was Palais Royales with a song called El Di Cha Cha. That was on a 45 that came out, yeah, around 1960 or 61, and it was a B-side. Before that, around the early 60s, maybe even late 50s, that was the Fleetwoods with You Mean Everything to Me. And that was a B-side to one of their singles called Mr. Blue, and I think that was also an OP of theirs as well. And I started off the set there with a song by The Vogues, another B-side from 1967. That song was called Brighter Days, and it was the B-side to Lovers of the World Unite, which was a single of theirs that did not chart. But yeah, I like that B-side there, so I thought I would share it. Yeah, I got lots of B-sides on this week's show, and here's another one by a band called Stories.
Te lo entregué como una rosa roja entre mis manos. Mi amor, te lo entregué como una flor azul hecha de llanto. Entre mis noches fue dulzura renovada en tus brazos. Y en mis mañanas fue un pecado mortal que me hace daño. Cielo e infierno juntos, amarte como te amo. Que mi corazón nace que no me perteneces, que sé que no me amas y sin embargo quiero vivir tan solo en ti, que no, que no me perteneces, que sé que no me amas, y sin embargo quiero vivir tan solo en ti. Te lo entregué como una flor azul hecha de llanto. Entre mis noches fue dulzura renovada en tus brazos. Y en mis mañanas fue un pecado mortal que me hace daño. Cielo e infierno juntos, amarte como te amo. Que mi corazón nace y muere junto a ti. Que no me perteneces, que sé que no me amas, y sin embargo quiero vivir tan solo en ti.
From 1972 from Quebec. That was Michel Pagliaro. Now I'm uncertain of the pronunciation there. That song was using his family name there, and he sang it throughout the song, and he pronounces it Pagliaro, which is an Italian name by the looks of it. And that was the B-side to a 7-inch that he put out in 72 called Mon Coeur. Pretty cool jam there. And that's the same gentleman who did a song I played maybe a month ago, a song called Oh Papa by Papa Joe. So that was one of his aliases there. And that was his namesake song, I guess. Before that, from Peru, 1970, that was Lucha Reyes with a song called Como Una Rosa Roja. a red rose, something about a red rose, I guess. Yeah, pretty nice song there. It's really nice to hear that organ on there. And the recording on this is really interesting. All the instruments are super clear and nice to listen to. Good stuff. And I started off the set there with a song from 1973 by a group called Stories. And that song was called Changes Have Begun. And that was a B-side to their big hit single called Brother Louie, which you might know from Louis C.K.'s show from a few years ago. All right, here's another great jam that I picked up recently. It's by Rupert and the Rolling Coins. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
jammed in that set there. So that was Living Brass, if you can believe it, with a cover of Aretha Franklin's Baby, I Love You. Yeah, this LP, it's all Aretha Franklin songs, or songs made famous by Aretha Franklin, as done by the Living Brass, and it's surprisingly funky. I highly recommend this LP from 1970. Before that, from a cover LP, Super Hits from 1972, the house band, which is called King's Road, doing a version of One Monkey Don't Stop the Show. Yeah, really cool track there. And they started off the set there with a song by Rupert and the Rolling Coins from Barbados, released in 1972. That song was called Are You Ready, an original by Herbert Smith, who was in that band at that time. And Rupert and the Rolling Coins were the house band at the Sonesta Beach Hotel and Golf Club way back in the day. All right, yeah, let's switch gears here a little bit. Here is a reggae track from 1983.
Why do you
production on that track. So that was the Exotic Guitars with their cover of The Enchanted Sea from a 1971 LP called All Time Guitar Hits. Yeah, very cool echo effects on the flutes there. Yeah, I really like the mood on that one. Before that was some Montreal Disco from 1978. That was a group called Reflection. They were backed by the Jean Moussy Orchestra with a song called Hot Summer Night. And that came out on a 12-inch EP, the A-side being their cover of A Whiter Shade of Pale, which is so-so. But the B-sides, Hot Summer Night, and another one that I'll play in the future are both pretty good. And I started off the set there with a song by Roland Burrell, his cover of Johnny Dollar, or that's what it's called. It's a cover of something. But of course, that was the version that I played, and it was produced by Big Tanker in 1983. Yeah, I managed to find another handful of reggae singles, so I'll be playing a few of those over the next few shows. All right, I'll have some shout-outs for you right now before I play some music. Let me get that paper out. All right, I'll start with Twitter this week. I heard from ZaptoZ9000 over in Germany at the moment, using a Kiwi SDR in Maryland to pick up the show on 7780 and had pretty good results. I heard from Jorge Severa in Mexico for the first time, who got a very nice decode. Considering that it wasn't pointed in their direction, listening on 5850. So good to hear from you. Hello to drmna.info in Oregon, posting a nice result. Alonso, K6KZ0 in Austin, Texas. Good to hear from you. Matt, W0MDK in Denver. PHXT in Portland. Hobified in grid location FN20. Hobified was a fan of the Chilliwack, Triumph, and Sloan songs that I played last week for the Canada Day special. Oh, by the way, thank you everyone for the Canada Day wishes. It's very nice of everyone to send along those wishes. And I hope everyone in the U.S. had a great and safe 4th of July. Also, a few more shout-outs here. Zach in Alabama posting a nice decode. And he was fans of Chilliwack and Prism. F4ECA Fred had a rough copy all the way over in France on 5850, which is pretty outstanding. I heard from Mitch in Buckeye, Arizona. Dana in Napa, California. And a few more shout-outs on Twitter. Nick, VE7NCD, posting waterfall pics out in Vancouver. Good to hear from you. Kupar USA tuning in Detroit. Latcom Telecom in Dallas, Texas. Marcus in Orange County, California, listening on his PL880 with the whip only. That's great. Hello to Tim Gaynor at Unique Radio in Australia, who rebroadcasts the program on Friday evenings. Hello to Kim Andrew Elliott at the Shortwave Radiogram. Also, Weeds Up To Me Knees, who listens to the show on SoundCloud these days. And also, hello to Catherine Matiga. Good to hear from everyone there. Over on email, I heard from Fred in Virginia and Steve in Georgia, both of them sending along some nice decodes. And I also got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta. Good to hear from you, Richard. And finally, over on the hfzone.org website and Discord chat group, hello to everyone in there, including Frigid, Zoe, Alex Rules 11, Master Player 30, and of course, Dazman. I will see you in the chat room at about now if you're listening to the broadcast on 5850 kHz. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would very much like to hear from you. Please let me know where you're listening from, what kind of radio you've got, and if you had any favorite songs. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if Twitter is your thing, I'm also on Twitter. My handle there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. It would be fantastic to hear from you. All right, so before Data, I have one other song for you. This song is by a gentleman named Les Crane.
Why should we be in such desperate haste to succeed and in such desperate enterprises? not keep pace with his companions. Perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away.
Surprised when I put that 7-inch on. It's not the usual kind of stuff you find on 45. So that was Les Crane, and that song was called A Different Drummer. And that was a B-side to a very big hit of his, and recorded in 1971 called Desirata. When I was researching that, I was surprised to learn that he actually won a Grammy for that in 1971 under the spoken word category. So that track I played for you there did not appear on the LP that came out. That was a non-LP B-side there. Yeah, pretty cool, innovative stuff there. All right, it's time for some data. And this time the data will be backed by some music by the Blue Ribbon Strings, who I've played here before. This song is called Asleep in the Deep, and it's played at 20% of the normal speed with some of the middle frequencies notched out for the data. And the data is MFSK64 in text and in image. Here you go.
Thank you.
Your digital text and image for this week. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter and tag me in it. My handle over on Twitter is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And again, with the email, it would be fantastic to hear from anyone out there listening. My email address again is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. All right, I have one last song for you to go with, and this is another B-side. It's by The Sweet Inspirations, and this came out in 1968. It's the B-side to their cover of To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees, and this song is called Where Did It Go? I hope you enjoy it. It's been really great getting back out to the thrift stores and flea markets and such, digging for records. I found some pretty good ones this week, and I found a few more good ones for next week, so I hope you'll tune in again. All right, this was a music show, episode number 72. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.